without charges on suspicion of planning a dirty bomb attack, and another set of facts to persuade a grand jury in Miami to indict him last month on much lesser terrorism-related charges. Long lines formed at gas stations in Baghdad today as word spread that Iraq's largest oil refinery had shut down in the face of threats against truck drivers, and fears grew of a crippling fuel crisis. Also in the capital, a suicide car bomber and a mortar killed 6 people and injured 23 in separate attacks today. The car bomber blew himself up next to a police patrol in a commercial area, killing 3 Iraqi civilians, and the mortar landed in a market, killing 3 and injuring 21. The weather is expected to remain warm, windy, and dry in Texas and Oklahoma in the coming days, and that has officials fearing more grass fires. Firefighters have gained the upper hand on fires that raced through the region this week, killing 4 people, but they're bracing for more problems, particularly from fireworks. Texas Governor Rick Perry is urging counties to prohibit fireworks around New Year's. The fires have burned nearly 200 homes in Texas and Oklahoma. They were fueled by severe drought, strong wind gusts, and temperatures reaching the low 80s. Former Syrian Vice President Abdul Halim Khaddam, a one-time stalwart of the ruling Ba'ath Party, said today that former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri was threatened by Syria months before he was assassinated. Khaddam made the claim as he declared a formal break with Syrian President Bashar Assad, citing corruption within the regime and its failure to reform. A UN probe into Hariri's killing has implicated Syria, but Damascus has denied the allegations. More legal trouble for Augusto Pinochet. The former Chilean dictator has been stripped of legal immunity to face charges of diverting $2 million from the presidential office to personal accounts abroad. Today's decision by the Santiago Court of Appeals is part of a wider corruption-related legal process involving Pinochet, including charges of tax evasion and secret overseas bank accounts. The 90-year-old has been under house arrest since November for his alleged role in the killing and disappearance of dissidents in the early years of his dictatorship. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Isaac Davey.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the Internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. Randy's off for the next couple of weeks, as you probably know. I'll be filling in today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. I'm the night guy at Air America Radio. I'm on from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Monday through Friday on this network. That's Eastern Time. And filling in for me tonight will be Peter Werby, one of my colleagues, former colleagues from IE America Radio Network years and years and years ago. Actually, not that long ago. Anyway, I'll be sitting in for the goddess herself, Randy Rhodes, today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and the next week. The schedule is at Randy's website or at my website, MikeMalloy.com. Check it out. And we will try our best to keep the standards of the program as high as Randy keeps them. Now, we're going to, first of all, let's go back to some phone calls. By the way, if you want to join in, feel free. For those of you who have held over through the last hour break, top of the hour break, you know what we're talking about. George W. Bush has committed a felony against the United States of America. It is incumbent upon him to resign at this point, or he should be arrested and charged with a felony he committed. And that was violation of the FISA law, and he freely admitted the violation of the felony and says he will continue. And if the American public doesn't like it, well, George is out there saving our lives from the evil booger bears that are wandering around trying to gobble us up. In the meantime, the United States Constitution means nothing to this thug. The Bush crime family has been slowly working its way to the point where it had enough panache, courage, whatever the word is that you want to fill in there, to just trash all of it. They're at that point. They're now at that point. Illegal wars, lies about the reasons for war, the corruption of language, the destruction of the institutions put together in this country to protect this country from predatory capitalism, all of it has been shredded. The last step was to treat the Constitution as Bush is now treating it, and was quoted by Doug Thompson as saying that GD piece of paper. Here we are. Now, again, I'll make the offer for any right-winger who is capable of dialing a telephone on your own. I realize it's difficult, but if there's a right-winger, a Republican, a conservative, Bush supporter, who wants to defend what this man is doing, we would love, we being normal Americans, would love to hear you. We would love to hear what you've got to say. What, there is someone right there? Oh, my goodness, let's bring him on. Eli is calling from Brooklyn. Eli, now I'll start out by being courtesy to you and saying welcome to the program. Let's see how long you can be courteous to me.
Yeah, I'm sorry they broke into your house and had your phone tapped.
Well, I don't know if they have or not, because there's no way of knowing.
Oh, I thought you knew about it.
No, there's no way of knowing. Don't you get it, Eli? They may have broken into your house.
Oh, okay. Now,
you see, that's the part that you conveniently leave out. You don't know. It's called sneak a peek.
Right. Now,
No. Don't brush right past it. Doesn't that bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother you. Where are you from?
No.
Nazi Germany? What are you, a Nazi?
I haven't done anything wrong. It doesn't bother me.
Are you a communist?
Yes, I am a communist.
Is that right? Well,
yes.
Most of Americans are not.
Okay. Now,
so you're in a decided mind. You don't like the Constitution. Why do you hate America?
No, I think you're the one that hates America.
No, why do you hate America to the point where you want to see our Constitution used as toilet paper by this man?
Let me ask you a question.
Sure, go ahead.
How come all you talk about, which this station was originated to bash the Republicans and Bush,
What are you talking about? I would bash you. No. You're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. You've got wax in your ears. What I'm bashing are people who are elected to office, like Hillary Clinton, or steal the office, like George Bush, who commit acts against my country.
Wait a minute.
Get your story straight before you call me.
I can't talk, but you could talk.
No, you can talk as long as you talk sense.
Well,
you sound like a gibbering maniac.
Well, the station was originated to defeat Bush in the election. I listened. It was $24
What are you talking about?
Day.
Bush is a criminal.
But he won the election.
No, he didn't. Yo, he stole the first one. The man has now committed a felony against the United States. What do you want, Eli? What do you want?
That's not a fact.
What do you mean it's not a fact? He stood right there and said he will do what he has done.
He did not.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Eli. Pop this freak down, all right? Now, I said, wait a minute, and that means wait a minute. And if I have to take you down where nobody can hear you, fine. I don't give a damn. George W. Bush stood there at his press conference and at his speech last night and said, yes, he used warrantless searches. Now, you are displaying your ignorance in front of the entire country, Eli. There is a law on the books, the FISA law, that says it is a felony not to get a warrant when you're going to do these secret searches. Bush admitted he committed a felony. Now, pot him back up and let's see if you can act like a normal human being.
You got all these Democrats in the Senate.
Jesus.
How come they don't impeach him? Why are they sitting on their
You are dumber than I thought. You know why they don't impeach him?
I don't know why.
All right. Well, I'm not going to deal. Goodbye, Eli. Have a nice afternoon. Goodbye. I cannot believe that there is somebody in this country. Well, yes, I can. This is a problem with right-wingers. This is a problem with the Republicans. They don't understand how you remove, legally and peacefully, a president from office, even though the Republicans showed them when they tried to get Clinton. So here's a caller who said, why don't you Democrats? Because the Democrats are not in control of the U.S. House, Eli. If you are that stupid, don't come to this program to be educated. This is stuff you should have learned in fifth grade. And obviously you didn't learn it. I'm not here to educate. I'm here to make you laugh and be happy. See, it always happens. It always happens. I ask for right-wingers at 10 o'clock at night, at 4 in the afternoon, at 6 o'clock in the morning. I don't care when it is. I open the door. I say, come in, sit down, have a cup of tea, talk to me, you right-wing freak, and this is all you can do. What's wrong with you people? Do you not understand what the Constitution is? Do you not understand what George Bush is doing? You have to start out with a question to me. Well, what did they find when they looked in your house? You moron. That's not the idea. The idea is they feel they have the right to do it. Doesn't that make sense to you, Eli, or any of you right-wingers, any of you Bush supporters? Doesn't that mean anything? What the hell did we go to war for in World War II? What the hell did we go to war for in World War I? What the hell do we say never again about? What is wrong with you people? What is wrong with you people? Due process is gone. Just ask the detainees. Posse comitatus, out the window. Ask the people in New Orleans. First Amendment, you go to jail now if you protest this monster. What about these students? Where is this story? Where is this? Hold on. What is this story? Several people have sent this to me. This student who checked out Mao's little red book. Where is it? And the police, the Secret Service come to, here it is, here you go. A senior at University of Massachusetts, Dartmouth, Eli, was visited by federal agents 2 months ago after he requested a copy of Mao's Little Red Book. Two history professors at UMass Dartmouth, Brian Gwynn Williams and Robert Pomprian, said the student told them he requested the book through the UMass Dartmouth Library's interlibrary loan program. The student was completing a research paper on communism, yada, 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 filled out a form for the request, leaving his name, address, and phone number, social security number. He was later visited at his parents' home by two agents of the Department of Homeland Security. To hell with you, Eli! Go live in your totalitarian government! Oh, matter of fact, you don't have to move. It's here. Which constitutional rights do you want to give up, Eli? Rumsfeld wants peaceful anti-war protesters classified as anti-American terrorists. Does that sound like the America you want to live in? Oh, what the hell? Eli doesn't care. All he cares about is whether or not his Social Security check shows up on time.
Who's really paying it to while we watch Georgie France? Thomas Jefferson makes me want to cry. To think that the chair he sat in someone could buy. George wears his faith like a money belt, but I'll pray to Mad Time instead. Please come back, Tom, and save us from King George again.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
If you wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And sometimes ordinary dandruff shampoo just doesn't do enough. That's why, every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Celsin Blue. Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? in those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005. So small and powerful, you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Now for Randy Rhodes, here's Mike Malloy.
You know, it's 21 past the hour. You know, I'm more than willing to try again with your right wingers. But can't you take a vote out there and decide which of you is going to call in? And please, next time, select someone who understands how our system works. It just gets me. This guy, you know, calls in and he doesn't understand the basic element that he should understand, because they did it to Clinton not more than, what, 6-7 years ago. You know, impeachment, how to remove somebody who is a criminal. Although Clinton wasn't a criminal, Clinton lied about oral sex. Woo, boy, that's a bad thing. George W. Bush lies about a war. Ooh, that's okay. Ain't no big deal. And now he's committed a felony. If lying about a war is not a felony, but wait a minute, he wasn't under oath, so it doesn't count. I'll tell you what, we'll take a couple more phone calls, and then after the next break, we're going to play some of the sound for you, all right, from Bush last night and today. And have your barf bags handy. Bill is calling from Cleveland. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Good to talk to you.
My pleasure, sir.
Hey, I can't express how angry I am, but I promise I won't swear.
Okay.
And as far as Eli goes, I have one wish for him and for people of his ilk, that one day in their life they become informed. And that's all I got to say about that. But I got so mad about it coming out that Bush was using this FISA thing to spy on the American people. The FISA law is fine, but Bush broke the law, and I think you touched on it already, but Bush broke the law by not checking with the courts first.
Yeah.
And you know what
the irony is?
Bad enough he came out and said that he broke the law, and then he said he'd do it again. But what's even worse, and this is the main reason I called, Mike, is that we now know that the New York Times sat on this story for at least a freaking year.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
I mean, you know, the New York Times wants to talk about democracy. As far as I'm concerned, after the Judy Miller thing and this thing about them taking their orders from the White House, they're just a rag like all the rest.
Yeah, I hear you. Let me point out something here, Bill,
sure,
that is particularly disturbing to me, and I think displays, to anyone who doesn't know yet, the utter arrogance that exists inside Bush's addled brain. This is the arrogance of a dictator. When you go before the FISA court, in the 30 years that court has been in existence, I don't think it has ever denied a warrant.
No, not, I don't think so.
Not once. All this twit who sits in the White House, this totalitarian thug, all he had to do was to send one of his boys over to get the warrant. But even that, George W. Bush said, no, I am not a president, I am a dictator, I am a leader, I am a wartime, I'm this, I'm that. This guy is destroying the Constitution, he has to be removed from office, hopefully legally and peacefully.
Yeah, and we can be sure that right-wingers are going to try to defend Bush in this thing and try to justify his breaking the law. But
you know why, don't you? Because right-wingers hate America. They hate freedom. They're terrified of freedom. And And the defendants, these are Stalinists. These right-wingers are exactly like the people who supported and still pine for the old Soviet Union. You hear about these Soviet, former Soviet citizens who are over the age of 50 or 60. I realize a lot of them had their pensions taken away, and that's why they're all pissed off. But that's what Republicans in America are like. They're like the supporters of the old Soviet Union.
Well, our democracy is not going to revive itself with the press taking orders from the White House. And that just made me even more angry. And
well, I hear you.
Anybody that quotes the New York Times to me anymore, I'm not even going to listen to them.
All right. Got you loud and clear. Thanks,
hey, thanks
Bill. Appreciate you checking in. Thank you. Brian is calling from Toronto. Brian, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Oh, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, but I got the wrong Brian, but that's okay. Let's talk with Brian from Manhattan.
Well, I'm also fuming about this guy, Eli, and it just shows when you got kind of simplistic morons like that who are with Bush, who are just so naive, that's the scary thing, because they're lulled into a false sense of security that, oh, you know, as long as I watch, like, the mainstream news, everything's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't realize that they're just a shill for this guy. But it seems basically this Bush and his cronies basically, they have an agenda basically to finish where Watergate left off. It's like, you know, the dangers. They don't realize how close, how we breathe the collective sigh of relief that Watergate failed. Because here was a president that wanted his own personal CIA, that wanted to spy on anyone that was against his agenda or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And now here's a guy that's getting dangerously close to achieving that goal.
I know, it's awful. I never thought, and I've said this many times on my nighttime program, I never thought in my lifetime I would see the rise of American fascism to the point that it is rising. And it's scary.
I never imagined it in my lifetime. And the thing is that he's drawing dangerous battle lines because there are many people that have just basically had enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people are basically going to go out in the streets and really protest. You know?
Well, I look for that day. Brian, got to leave there. Thanks, pal. I appreciate you checking in. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy for Randy Rhodes.
Gee, it's good to be back home. Leave it till tomorrow to unpack my case. Honey, disconnect the phone.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
1 in 4 adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them, and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Hey, that's a great idea. You could really cash in.
I hope. I've been working on it for years.
Have you got a patent on it?
Not yet. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I need.
Just call Inventec. They can help you protect and market your idea. They've been doing it for inventors for over 10 years. It's easy.
Inventec? That's exactly what I need.
Then call 1-800-319-1818.
Slow down.
That's 1-800-319-1818. And they'll even send you a free inventor's kit and DVD with your confidential submission.
How do you know this?
I called them myself. I have a really good idea of my own, and thanks to Inventec, no one's going to cash in but me. They're going to help me get my invention off the drawing board and into the marketplace.
I really need Inventec. What's that number again?
1-800-319-1818.
One more time?
Call 1-800-319-1818. That's 1-800-319-1818.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now, you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter could cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-337-1627 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-337-1627. 1-800-337-1627.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Malloy on the Randy Rhoads Show.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those bands in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the fields, but this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war.
25 before the hour. Malloy here for Randy Rhodes. Now let's go to Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and talk with Brian. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Always great to hear from you during the daylight hours.
Yeah, it's great fun.
By the way, greetings from Jerky, your old pal and correspondent at large.
Oh, great. Haven't heard from Jerky for a while.
He's trying to get in, but you know how it goes. I've got three little Christmas presents for you, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
First one, to avoid the war on Xmas, I'll just say, happy birthday, Jesus.
There you go.
That's good.
But
I'm really calling to put you onto this amazing book I just finished. From an interview over the weekend on Air America Radio, I picked up Fog Facts by Larry Beinhart, author of Wag the Dog.
Yeah, I love his writing. What's the title again?
Fog Facts.
Fog Facts.
Fog Facts. Basically what truth seekers seek are these facts that are lost in the fog. And he puts together a perfect, really, explanation about how all these facts do get lost in the overall fog. And it's a big thing that we're fighting against, actually.
Okay, well, that's two. Happy birthday, Jesus. Fog Facts, what's the thing?
And sort of going along with that, the big picture about Duke Cunningham. I don't know if you've read some of the good reporting coming out by Joe Cannon at Cannon Fire.
I've read some of it. I know Duke Cunningham turned out to be what a lot of us thought to begin with, a thug who was on the payroll of Jack Abramoff. A. B. You remember when Duke Cunningham's kid was busted for trying to smuggle pounds of cocaine in the United States. Remember that?
I don't remember that. But
oh, yeah,
one of the
Fog
Facts.
Yeah, the whole family. It's another crime family.
Well, here's the thing. It's about these shell companies taking money from Homeland Defense contracts and funneling it directly into the Republican political machine.
Oh, they're such vicious
bastards.
On
the high side, it was like hundreds of millions of dollars, maybe.
Oh,
but the real
God.
Bonus worth bringing to your attention is that it seems that this might be the same thing that happened during for the Reagan years, and that the whole Iran-Contra thing. I was reading this really interesting allegation that it wasn't actually funding the Contras. The money was funding the Republican political machine.
No surprise there when you think about it.
And imagine if all the so-called greatness of the 80s Republican rise was in fact driven by clandestine funding coming from drug sales.
Yeah, well, that allegation has been made many times, and I have no reason to doubt it. Who is it, Kathy, we used to have on the program? He wrote Confessions of a Iran Contra. What was his name? Martin. Al Martin.
I believe that was Al Martin.
Yeah, AlMartin.com. If you go to his website, Al Martin wrote the book The Conspirators. I forgot it. Say it, Kathy.
That's okay, Mike. I know that big ball of sunlight out there is probably got your brain. It's The Conspirators, Secrets of an Iran-Contra Insider.
There you go.
By Al Martin.
And Al Martin has long maintained that drug money has fueled the Republican Party for probably going back to the mid-70s, but certainly, as you point out, in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Finally,
yeah, is right.
I don't know what to say. You know, it's kind of, you kind of look at it and you're like, whoo.
No, it's true, it's true. Republicans are the most evil sons of bitches to ever walk the planet. Republicans in America today are evil, evil people. They are out to destroy the country, destroy the Constitution, and then wait for Jesus to, you start out with happy birthday, Jesus, wait for Jesus to come down and say, okay, all you good Republicans, off go your clothes, let's rapture into heaven.
Finally, Mike, about the money, and for a bit of continuity for picking up from Randy last week for their listeners, PBS, she was really ranting about the PBS Frontline program on the secret history of the credit cards.
Uh-huh.
She was fantastic. So I don't know if you've seen that one, but
I've missed that, but I will. That was on one of Randy's programs last week?
Oh, she was going, and it's amazing. It shows the secret history of how these Republican fellows have changed the laws to change it from protecting the consumers to
protecting the credit card. Yeah, they're demons. Every single Republican in America is a demon. I don't care if it's somebody's sainted grandmother. They are demons. They are possessed with the foul breath of Satan, and they are demons. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in, Brian.
Thanks
I do appreciate it. All right, you take care. All right, I want to do some President Chucklenuts here before we run out of time. In his recap of last week's major Iraq speeches, remember, Peter Fever put him out there. You know, that used to be a term for gonorrhea. You understand that, Peter Fever. Peter Fever put him out there to talk the word victory over and over and over and over. So Bush being easily manipulable as he is, went out there at the direction of Cheney and Rumsfeld and Peter Feaver and talked about victory in Iraq. They were called major Iraq speeches. Now, on Sunday night, Bush put the finishing touches on Operation Approval Ratings Improvement thing. Getting my numbers up. Here he tries to spin the lack of weapons in Iraq and therefore lack of justification of his attack.
After the swift fall of Baghdad, we found mass graves filled by a dictator. We found some capacity to restart programs to produce weapons of mass destruction.
What?
But we did not find those weapons.
Because they're invisible.
It is true that Saddam Hussein had a history of pursuing and using weapons of mass destruction.
Thanks to your old man in Rumsfeld.
It is true that he systematically concealed those programs and blocked the work of UN weapons inspectors. It is true that many nations believe that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction.
Albania, Croatia.
But much of the intelligence turned out to be wrong.
And by wrong, I mean manipulated like so much silly putty.
It's true, Bush says, that he systematically concealed those programs and blocked the work of UN weapons inspectors. Of course, it didn't bother us all that much when he was our boy against Iran, right? On his accepting responsibility for the war in Iraq,
well, it's my fault. I take responsibility, except for that Tommy Franks guy over there.
As your president, I am responsible for the decision to go into Iraq.
Uh-huh.
Yet it was right to remove Saddam Hussein from power.
Uh-huh.
He was given an ultimatum, and he made his choice for war.
Oh, he did?
And the result of that war was to rid the world of a murderous dictator who menaced his people, invaded his neighbors, and declared America to be his enemy.
You know, for some reason that sounds familiar. Murderous dictator, menaced his people, invaded... If the invasion, chuckle nuts, was all about liberating the Iraqi people, then A, why did it take you so long? And B, why all the claptrap about mushroom clouds? And dangerous weapons of mass destruction that could turn New York City into glass. What does he say it was right to remove Saddam Hussein from power? Oh, sure, once you have no further use for these right-wing dictators, like Noriega, like Somoza, like Saddam. Sure, once you have no, you know. More unintended irony from Chuckle Nuts here as he describes why we must stay the course in Iraq, regardless of how high that pile of bodies becomes.
I see a global terrorist movement that exploits Islam in the service of radical political aims.
So do I.
A vision in which books are burned.
Uh-huh.
And women are oppressed.
Sounds familiar.
And all dissent is crushed.
Ah.
Terrorist operatives conduct their campaign of murder with a set of declared and specific goals.
Yes, you do.
To demoralize free nations.
Agreed.
To drive us out of the Middle East.
Yes.
To spread an empire of fear across that region.
You're doing good.
And to wage a perpetual war against America and our friends.
There you go.
These terrorists view the world as a giant battlefield.
Battlefield.
And they seek to attack us wherever they can.
Why does this all sound so strangely familiar? Sounds like a Project for New American Century nocturnal emission, doesn't it? Huh? Books are burned, women are oppressed, all dissent is crushed. Crushed, 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 crushed. Now, a bit of Peter Feaver here as Dim Sun describes all the good news and bright, shiny, happy things going on in Iraq.
Defeatism may have its partisan uses, but it is not justified by the facts.
Uh-huh.
For every scene of destruction in Iraq,
where?
There are more scenes of rebuilding and hope.
Uh-huh.
For every life lost, there are countless more lives reclaimed.
Those little fetuses.
And for every terrorist working to stop freedom in Iraq,
yeah,
there are many more Iraqis and Americans working to defeat them.
Praise Jesus.
My fellow citizens, not only can we win the war in Iraq, we are winning the war in Iraq.
Oh, good!
To retreat before victory would be an act of recklessness and dishonor.
Boo!
And I will not allow it.
Yay! What does he say? defeatism may have its partisan uses, but it's not justified by the facts. I know you were AWOL during NAM, Chuckle Nuts, but you really shouldn't, or you should have studied that conflict a bit during your legacy days at Yale about, well, whatever. We are winning the war in Iraq? Oh, yeah, well, that's true. Lieberman went there and came back and said, they have cell phones. They have SUVs. Some of the hovels there, George, even have electricity. So the remaining family members can watch the fake good news stories you plant on Al Jazeera. What more do you want? Whee! Merry Christmas! You won't allow it! Yay! That's my boy! That's my boy! That's my homie! That's my main... Don't allow it, George! Don't allow it! No, don't allow it! Freedom!
TV, the cable TV, the liar speaks tonight. Deficit.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right. You heard free. And we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Ten before the hour. All right, here's the last one from last night from President Chucklenuts. We have some from today's toy press conference that we'll play for you next hour. But last one from last night. I'm so glad, aren't you, that Bush never mixes religion and politics? I mean, that's the mark of a true leader. He doesn't play on religious stuff, huh? He's so inclusive and. Well, you know, tolerant.
Next week, Americans will gather to celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah. Many families will be praying for loved ones spending this season far from home, in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other dangerous places.
Like New Orleans.
Our nation joins in those prayers. We pray for the safety and strength of our troops. We trust with them in a love that conquers all fear. In a light that reaches the darkest corners of the earth. And we remember the words of the Christmas Carol, written during the Civil War. God is not dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Well, it just makes me want to go home and open my presents. No,
that's pagan. Away in a manger. No. Boy, I'm so glad Bush is above using religion to justify his foreign policy decisions, aren't you? Remember when he said God wasn't neutral in the war against evildoers? That was right after God told him to invade Afghanistan, then told him to invade Iraq, and then told him to ignore the little brown people drowning in New Orleans. Remember that? That's right, Chucklenuts. God wants you to invade all the Muslim nations you can. Go get him. Didn't you get the memo from Dobson? He wants you to revisit the 11th century and start a new holy crusade against the infidels. Then maybe you can go and do the Salem witch trials all over again, or the Spanish Inquisition. Wouldn't that be fun? You can just tie him down and say, believe you, son of a bitch, I'll kill you. Next week, Americans should gather to celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah. There's probably a few people who are going to celebrate some other stuff. I don't know. But you know what Kanye West said about George Bush, right? Back to the calls very quickly. Chris is calling from New York City. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, it's great to talk to you again.
My pleasure, sir.
I spoke to you a few months ago when you did the 9/11 show at night that one time. That was great.
Yeah. Okay, I remember.
Yeah. Anyway, I just want to let you know about an hour or so ago, I called up the United States Attorney General's office. Phone number is 202-514-2001. And I asked them when they're planning to issue a warrant for the arrest of President George Bush. And the woman was kind of like, well, I don't really know. Would you like to leave a message?
Sure. Of course, by now, you understand something, Chris, by now, they have your blood type and what size shoe your great-grandparents wore.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm sure that phone call was,
oh, my God.
Dropped on.
Yeah, you just opened the door for a FISA warrant coming your way. No, I'm sorry, they don't even do that anymore.
No, they don't need the warrant.
Yeah, that's true. My bad. All right. But you just joined a bunch of us who... participate in the Sneak and Peek program, whether we want to or not. But anyway.
Yeah, and also, just to let you know, I think we really need to get active. Calling the Attorney General, calling your senators and your congresspersons, and just to, you know, really flood them with outrage, you know. And I think we're going to need what happened similar to the war protest at the end of September. We really need to, just like what you were talking about before, get in front of the White House, hundreds of thousands of people, the police will show up and say, like, go in there. Go arrest that guy inside the house. He's the guy that committed a felony.
Yeah, if you had 100,000 people screaming against this guy, the only lawbreaker in the region would be the one inside the White House.
Inside, absolutely.
It's incredible. It's incredible. What's the phone number of the Attorney General again?
The Attorney General's phone is 202-514-2001.
514-2001.
Yeah, and the phone number for the U.S. government directory where you can contact any of your senators and congresspersons?
Well, people can get, don't give it, because it gets confused. People can get that online.
Okay.
But do the Attorney General again. It's 202.
514.
514-2001.
2001, right.
Well, leave a note someplace. Have it tattooed on your body. I want you to put this, tattoo it on your body. I did not commit suicide, okay? Put that right above your left ankle.
Yeah.
All right.
And just so you know, with the guy was talking about Happy Birthday Jesus before.
Yeah.
Well, they won't need to know about Happy Holidays and Merry Christmas, because for this time it will be Treason's Greetings.
Treason's Greetings. Treason's the reason for the season. Yeah.
Treason's Greetings. And if you've ever listened to a song called Life During Wartime by the Talking Heads, there's a line that says, We got computers, we're tapping phone lines. I know that ain't allowed. And so even the Talking Heads know that this is against the law.
And they've been dead for how long now? I mean, the Talking Heads, my God, that's so 70s, right?
David Byrne, yeah, the Talking Heads.
I know, herky jerky, but from way back in the 70s, they knew they were crystal ball gazers. They understood. Hey, listen, Chris, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thanks again, Mike.
All right, take care. We got a break here, right? All right. Break coming up here, and when we come back, the next hour of the Randy, but this Randy Rhodes program just goes on. It just never stops, does it? Just goes on and on and on.
I think we only have 3 more hours.
No,
maybe,
2.
Oh, maybe 4.
No, 2.
Oh, it's hard to tell.
2 more hours. I'm already exhausted. All right, Malloy sitting in for Randy Rhodes. Peter Werby is sitting in for me tonight. I'll be sitting in for Randy tomorrow. Peter will be sitting in for me tonight. I'll be sitting in for Randy on Wednesday. Peter will be sitting in for me tonight. And so it goes. All right. Stick around. Bounce your boobies. Boopie doopie 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 bow. Bounce your boobies.
Best of Mike Malloy on
Air. 1 in 4 adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
With my back pain, it hurt just to think about swinging a golf club.
Back pain can ruin your golf game. That's why you need capsaicin cream, the brand pharmacists recommend most, because its relief starts strong and gets stronger each time you use it. Relief so effective,
it's like the pain was never there. It's unbelievable.
You've got to feel it for yourself. Capsaicin cream, relief beyond belief.
Now that's a shot.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by Metabank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Air America Radio News. Good evening. I'm Isaac Davey Aronson. The White House confirms that the Justice Department is investigating the leak of classified information about President Bush's secret domestic spying program and says Justice undertook the action on its own. It's been 2 weeks since the New York Times revealed that President Bush secretly authorized the wiretapping of domestic phone calls without warrants, and the Justice Department has apparently decided to investigate the leak rather than the legality of the spying itself. Justice Department officials said the inquiry will focus on disclosures to the Times about warrantless surveillance conducted by the National Security Agency since the September 11th attacks. Bush has acknowledged authorizing the surveillance program, saying that the Constitution's war powers provision gave him the power to bypass the law requiring warrants for domestic spying, but if the courts find that he broke the law, several terrorism prosecutions could be jeopardized. UK authorities are confirming that a British aid worker and her parents were released safely from captivity 2 days after armed gunmen seized the family in the southern Gaza Strip. However, disorder still appears to be increasing in Gaza as next month's parliamentary elections near. Palestinian policemen angry over the killing of a fellow officer stormed the Gaza-Egypt border crossing today, firing in the air and forcing European monitors to flee and close the terminal for several hours. The approximately 100 police withdrew quietly after about 3 hours. The unarmed European observers are responsible for monitoring the crossing and enforcing the terms of an Israeli-Palestinian agreement that opened the border last month, which was seen as a major step toward independence for the Gaza Strip. The U.S. general in charge of coalition forces in southern Afghanistan says that NATO could be in the lead there soon, though there's no hard and fast timetable yet. Major General Jason Kamiya says talks are taking place right now among the NATO nations, and the U.S., as a NATO partner, will keep troops in the country. However, the U.S. is moving toward lowering its profile in Afghanistan. It's expected to hand over control of its aggressive air assault operations in the south to Canada sometime in March. Meanwhile, Afghan authorities say suspected Taliban rebels detonated a mine near a police checkpoint in southern Afghanistan late Thursday, killing 4 Afghan police officers and wounding 7. Oil prices have ended the year about 40% higher than where they started. Crude oil futures closed at over $60 today, more than $17 higher than last year's close. It caps a record year for energy prices. Crude futures jumped to an all-time high of $70.85 a barrel on August 30th. Suspected Tamil Tiger rebels shot and injured 5 policemen today in Sri Lanka's Restive East, according to the military, as a Norwegian peace envoy prepared to visit the island amid rising fears of a return to civil war. Mines have already killed 39 armed forces personnel in ambushes this year.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a home? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, then listen to this. Now you can go to a university designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or a master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 170 University of Phoenix campuses, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Sender regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
Of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hey, you. Good evening, Truth Seeker. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Yes, it's live. December 28th, 2005. Welcome to the program. We will be substituting DeMar on Friday for Randy Rhodes. Peter Werby will be sitting in for me those two nights. But tonight we're live on this program, live tomorrow on Randy's program and on Friday. How you doing? You doing all right? You getting through the holidays okay? I've spent a lot of time reading. You know, I don't know where the extra time is coming from because we're working a regular schedule. Matter of fact, we're working more hours during Christmas week here than we normally do, subbing for Randy. But I've been reading an awful lot of stuff that's circulating around the internet from mainstream media, mainstream publications, everything from Newsweek, Washington Post, to Daily Kos, and Joshua Micah Marshall and Huffington Post. You know, just the whole Raw Story and TV News Lies, all of it. Media Matters. And I'm starting to, Democratic Underground, I'm starting to, Bart Kopp, God, just keeps going and going. I'm starting to understand, and maybe you are too, the incredible scope of the lying and the fraud and the spying that has been committed by this Bush crime family. It's unbelievable. I hate to use cliches any more than necessary, but the tip of the iceberg is the only thing that comes to mind. These old bastards, Rumsfeld and Cheney, who came out of the Nixon and Ford administrations and who were so hamstrung and restricted back then because of congressional oversight, legitimate congressional oversight, even by Republicans, have just gone insane. Cheney and Rumsfeld, it's just incredible the scope of this. It is so vast. It has penetrated so deeply into every single American institution. It has undermined to such an intense degree the rule of law in this country that I do wonder if we can recover. A friend of mine sent me an email whose name for the time being, I'm just going to let it not be said because he may not want me to share this, but I sent him an article and he wrote back to me. I sent him an article, URL to an article. I said, did you see this? And he wrote back to me and he said, yeah, I saw it. He said, let me tell you something. It's too late for reform. It's time for revolution. Whew. Now, that's pretty scary, because the person who sent this to me is just not, you know, he doesn't normally say things like that. So tonight we're gonna cover some of this, and feel free to join in any time. I'll tell you what I'm going to do as an experiment. I'm going to open the door. Excuse me. Knock the microphone. I'm going to open the door just a crack to conservatives. And the way I'm going to do that is maybe declare a temporary truce on calling you sons of bitches, you know, and cowards and liars and all that weird stuff that I call you. Now, I don't do this in the spirit of brotherhood or the new year or anything like that, or because I've had some sort of an epiphany. I do it because surely you understand, as much as you might like fascism, or as much as you might want, you know, love to see other people go die in wars, or as much as you, you know, despise the idea that gay folk are no different from you at all. As much as those things may be real in your existence, do you understand that you live here too? And if you travel on a U.S. passport, that means you're a U.S. citizen also. Even if you don't try, if you have a birth certificate from this country, do you understand, you conservatives, what is being done? I don't think a lot of you do. Even though members of your tribe are starting to try to explain to you how seriously and severely this Bush crime family is destroying the country. This is not liberal rhetoric. It's not Bob Barr rhetoric. It's not rhetoric at all. It's happening. It's happening right now. Ongoing. Has been ever since these thugs took power. Now, I know a lot of you right-wingers see all of this as in the same way that you see a football game. You know, conservatives against the liberals. Ha ha, we won. Bah, 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 bah. Or Republicans against the Democrats. Ha 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 ha, we won. You know, not only is that childish, juvenile, and ridiculous, it's also just totally, just complete nonsense. This is your country. It's my country. This is where we you know, this is our birthright. This is where we live. Now, I'm not offering any kind of a olive branch, because I hate conservatives. They disgust me. They turn my stomach. The whole conservative philosophy to me is poison, utter poison. It's anti-life. It's pro-death. It's poison. So no peace offering here. If you all disappeared tomorrow, if you just rapture the hell on out of here, I'd be happy as a mudlark. All I'm saying is, you know, I'll open the door a crack to some of you right-wingers who maybe are starting to understand just how severely everything is being destroyed by the Bush administration. The Bush crime family. Now, you can't go talk to Hannity or Limbaugh or any of these other filthy, degenerate radio whores. You can't do it. They don't want to hear from you. So you're kind of boxed in. You know, you have this sick conservative philosophy, but you're realizing, oh, Jesus, I'm going to die. They're going to kill me. The Bush crime family is destroying my country. They're destroying it for my children. They're destroying it for my grandchildren. And you don't know where to go with that, do you? You don't know what to do. All right. So I'll open the door a crack. And if you want to call this program, and don't start out by saying, you know, I'm an ass or anything like that. But, you know, because we don't care about it. I don't care what you think about me. The feeling is entirely mutual. So let's just step beyond that. But if you're starting to panic, right-winger, conservative, Bush supporter, if you're starting to realize that you really, 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 and so are your children on the deck of the Titanic, and you want, you know, you just need to vent. You need to say, Jesus, what has happened? We'll take your call. We'll listen to you. Now, I'm using we in a literal sense. I and the people, the normal people who listen to this program. So, I'll open the door to you a crack. Just a crack. And let's see what you do with it. We got a couple of... Oh, the phone number here? 866-303-2270. A couple of emails here in a moment to start the program, and then... A couple of items, and then we're going to do a lot of phone calls tonight. So do join in if the Spirit moves you. Normal people, you conservatives. Like I said, I'll give just a slight opening, because I know that you must be panicked. You have been utterly and absolutely betrayed. You have been gutted by the people you put in office. They have opened you up from throat to anus, and they're allowing you to lie there on the ground and bleed to death. They have butchered you and your children and your grandchildren. Do you understand that? And the only place you might be able to find a little bit of solace or comfort or understanding is on this program or talking to other liberals. So I'll give you a chance if you want to. Maybe not tonight. Maybe at some point you want to call this program and try to learn how to talk in a way where someone's going to listen to you.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo, America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour, this email comes from Peter. He says, your disparaging remarks about the people at the National Security Agency are off the mark. He's referring to something I said on Randy's program yesterday. Peter writes, the bulk of the personnel are from three units, Naval Security Group, Air Force Security Service, and Army Security Agency. These men and women and their civilian counterparts at Fort Meade have done their very best to keep the country safe since World War II. You have a policy disagreement with the administration. Don't take it out on the folks who have served with honor and done their duty. Go to Fort Meade to the National Cryptographic Museum, if it's still open, and read the small plaques on the wall. It won't take long. The super snoopers, quote, quote, who gave their all, likely got no medals or even a newspaper article about their sacrifice. Some of the losses are still classified. The motto of naval intelligence is, in God we trust, all others we monitor. Everyone I knew served with pride and honor and truly believed we made a difference then and now. And Peter signs himself a Naval Security Group vet from the 60s. And he adds, I agree with your feelings and your politics. You would know more about the National Security Agency than I, Peter, for sure. But I do know that the National Security Agency, maybe at one time, given the context of a 50-year-long Cold War with the Soviet Union, which was certainly a just mind-boggling waste of life, treasure, time, effort, the 50-year standoff between the U.S. and Soviet Union put the entire planet on the verge of extinction, which we still are with the nuclear weapons. Maybe the National Security Agency was necessary. I don't know. I think the whole world is insane. I think it was especially insane, or not especially, but equally insane in the 50s and 60s, 70s, 80s. But if the National Security Agency did its bit to prevent a nuclear exchange, I certainly salute them for that. But when I open up a paper today, every time I turn around and find out that this half-wit in the White House is using the National Security Agency for what he is using it for, then I question. The question I have is this: if the people in the National Security Agency are so dedicated in protecting the United States of America, and they are asked to subvert the Constitution of the United States by the half-wit in the White House, then why do they not resign? Oh, I know, a job's a job. Why don't I resign from Air America? If something happens here, it pisses me off. Well, I just might, if it ever gets to that point. But if the National Security Agency employees, the good men and women, I'm sure they are, that you talk about, Peter, if they are so willing, after a 50-year-long tradition of defending the country against enemies foreign, and now have become co-conspirators with enemies in this country domestic, that is the Bush administration, then I'm sorry, Peter. I can't respect that any more than I respect a dirty cop, any more than I respect anybody in a position of authority that abuses the authority. So, I hear you loud and clear. Meant no disrespect to any good work that you and your comrades did for the National Security Agency in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. God knows I've contributed my share of funding you for the past all my working life, which would be about 50 years. So, Joe and Patty emailed in from Spokane. Mike, it's been discussed that the New York Times knew about the wiretaps a year ago but didn't report it. Well, yeah, they admitted it. Could it be possible, Joe and Patty write, that not only was the Bush crime family secretly taping terrorist, quote-quote, phone conversations, but they were also listening in on the Kerry campaign conversations? The Bush people always seemed to be a step ahead of Kerry a few months before the election. Why else would the New York Times not divulge what they knew? Food for thought, Joe and Patty Wright, those bastards, with four exclamation points. Yeah, I hear you. All right, good question. Good question. Wouldn't you like to know? So would I. Who the Bush crime family decided to spy on without getting a warrant? Now, the answer to that could be what we talked about the other day. The Bush crime family was turned down on warrants and then just decided to hell with it and didn't even ask anymore. So, yeah, it really raises questions about who these criminals in the Bush crime family, who they really wanted information on. Spies and terrorists, my left foot. From Melinda. I'll do Melinda's when we come back, and then we're going to move on. One more email. All right, stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor and the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, we eliminate the middleman? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now.
1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104.
I'm Patrick T. Parker here for Protect America. Protect America is one of the largest installers of GE home security products in the country. GE is a name that we all know and trust. I want to share with you a personal experience. Recently, 5 of my neighbors' homes were broken into, 3 of them while the owners slept. In this time of terror and security alerts, doesn't it make sense to protect your family? GE Home Security products are the answer for homeowners. Is your family protected with state-of-the-art security services? Also, most insurance companies give you a discount on your homeowner's insurance when you have a monitored security system. If you're a homeowner and you care about safety, sleep better at night knowing your home is protected by a GE Home Security system. Call Protect America right now at 1-800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188. Get the safety and security your family deserves. Call Protect America right now and secure your home for free. Your only cost is the monthly monitoring service. Call 800-814-5188.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's
It's about 25 before the hour. All right, this is from Melinda. She writes, Mike, I'm only 62 years old, and I never thought I would live to see the United States of America die, destroyed by flag-waving hypocrites who don't even care about what legacy they are leaving their own children and grandchildren. I grew up in the 50s. My daughter was 2 weeks old when JFK was shot. I was pregnant with my son when Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy were shot. But for all the tears, fears, and riots, I never feared that our government would not survive. I do now. My proposal, I don't want to burn the flag. I want to use the flag legally by displaying the flag upside down, the international sign of distress. By treating the flag with respect, hanging it upside down will demonstrate to those who would like to call us over-the-hill hippie radicals that our display and our distress is legitimate, that our anger is not at the flag or our country. Our anger is directed at those who call us traitor for speaking our beliefs, and those who lie to us, and those who continue to believe those lies. Well, I get it, Melinda, yeah. I've mentioned reallynews.com, the website before, reallynews.com. Our friend Judy, who runs that, it's a good site. She has asked me to pass on to you a site that you might find interesting. It's a website, a blog site put together by a good friend of hers named Jack, who claims to be a Republican from Texas. You can check it out yourself. I've read some of his stuff, and if this is a Republican, well, then, okay. It's Weasel Dog. Weasel Dog. You know how to spell it, don't you? Weasel Dog. W-E-A-S-E-L Dog. Weaseldog.blogspot.com. Weasel Dog. .blogspot.com. Check it out. The Justice Department reports to the U.S. Congress on the Surveillance Court's activities. All the reports that the Justice Department is supposed to turn into Congress about how many times the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court is used, those reports show that the Bush crime family made 5,645 applications for electronic surveillance and physical searches through 2004, the most recent year for which figures are available. In the previous 4 years, the court received a total of 3,436 for a grand total of approximately 10,000 applications for secret electronic surveillance and physical searches by the Bush crime family. Of the 10,000 requests, the 11-judge panel modified 179 of them. The reasons for the modifications were not stated. Now, the reason I give you that information, this is from... Where's this from? Associated Press. The reason I mention that, approximately 10,000 applications, that's what it says here, the Bush administration has made 10,000 applications for secret surveillance and secret searches through from 2000 through 2004. The reason I mention that is because Bush, the lying coward that he is, said he had authorized the domestic spying program 30 times since the September 11 attacks and would continue to do so. This is back the week, what is it, Kathy, the week before Christmas when he gave the speech about, I did it because my job is to protect American people. And he had said that he had authorized the domestic spying program, he said, more than 30 times since the September 11 attack. Well, yeah, I guess 10,000 is more than 30. Well, let's be charitable here. This goes back to 2000. Let's knock 2,000 of them off. Let's knock 3,000 requests off. 7,000. Yeah, that's more than 30. I'm telling you, the scope of the corruption of this administration, the degree of surveillance and spying on American citizens is phenomenal. If we ever figure out the degree to which Rumsfeld Cheney, and then these killers from the Reagan years, people like Abrams and Negroponte and Reich and Bolton. If it's ever revealed the degree to which these filthy America haters have destroyed this republic, it just might bring open revolution. And in today's Washington Post, the Bush administration is punishing 9 foreign countries, 6 of them in China, for selling missile goods and chemical arms material to Iran. Now remember, this kind of stuff is notoriously dual use, right? In making the announcement Tuesday, State Department spokesman Adam Arely said the sanctions were based on, quote, credible evidence, end quote, which he did not disclose. 2 of the companies are Indian, the other is Austrian. As a result, Adam Arely said, the United States will not provide export licenses to the companies for doing business here and will ban U.S. government purchases from these companies. The action was taken under the Iran Non-Proliferation Act, which Congress passed in 2000 to deter international support for Iran's nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons programs and for missile delivery systems. And the article goes on and on and on, but let us go back to February 16th, 2005. I'll tell you what, do. Bring up a good search engine, Google will do. Type in Halliburton, Iran, and read what you come up with. One of them, from February 16th, 2005, Halliburton quietly signed a major new business deal to help develop Tehran's natural gas fields. This is 6 months ago, 7 months ago. Halliburton's new Iran contract, moreover, appears to suggest a far closer connection with the country's hardline government than the firm has ever acknowledged. This is Halliburton. This is Cheney, who still runs it. The deal, diplomatic sources tell Newsweek, was signed with an Iranian oil company whose principals include Cyrus Nasseri, who is Tehran's chief international negotiator on matters relating to the country's nuclear enrichment program. Dick Cheney, this murderous, traitorous son of a bitch, is doing business, you see. His company is doing business with specific Iranians whose specificity happens to be their nuclear weapons program. And yet, today it's announced that the State Department will sanction 9 foreign companies for doing the same thing. And the Vice President of the United States, dear God, how much more of this are we going to take? The Vice President of the United States. Is involved in the nuclear program of Iran on a profit and loss basis. Now, this is from February 16th, 2005. You want more recent stuff? I do it. Just type in Halliburton or Kellogg Brown Root and Iran. Type in Cheney and Iran. Now, don't forget, Cheney repeatedly, when he was the Halliburton CEO, which he was during the 90s, he repeatedly and forcefully criticized the laws in the United States that restricted business in Iran. He argued that they caused U.S. firms like Halliburton to lose business to international competitors. Now, what Halliburton signed back in February, or that's when it was reported, was a $333 million project to develop Iran's huge South Pars natural gas fields. It just goes on and on and on. So here you have Dick Cheney, whose company, and don't believe for a second that this rat bastard doesn't know exactly what Halliburton is doing and is not providing lead after lead, connection after connection. This
evil cyborg vice president is doing it to us. Do you understand, truth seekers? If this were even the Soviet Union, and they found out that one of their Politburo members was trading with the enemy, do you know what would happen? A trip out behind the Kremlin to that yard back there where Mr. Beria bought it. Halliburton spokeswoman Wendy Hall said the company, quote, does not have any knowledge that Nasseri was directly involved with Halliburton or the oil industry or the nuclear industry. Jesus.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Republican Congressman Walter B. Jones is a conservative Christian. He represents a district with a huge Marine base. 2 years ago, he led the congressional charge to change the name of French fries to Freedom Fries. But here's the surprise. Today, he's strongly against the Iraq War and the cover boy of Mother Jones' new issue. Jones didn't become anti-war in spite of his politics, his faith, or his constituents. He became anti-war because of them. He anguished with his pastor over soldiers' deaths. He finally decided, after one too many funerals, that he could no longer support the war. Jones is part of a movement of principled people across the political spectrum. Veterans, people of faith, staunch patriots are questioning the war's huge costs. It's too late to have the debate that should have prevented war. It's time we had the debate that can stop it.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete, all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage, from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. There's another time bomb ticking, thanks to the Bush crime family, and thanks to the to both Bush crime families, Pappy Bush and Bush 2 and Bill Clinton. This story is one of the Project Censored award winners. Considering the tons of depleted uranium used by the United States, the Iraq War can truly be called a nuclear war. Preventive Psychiatry e-newsletter charged Monday that the reason Veterans Affairs Secretary Anthony Principi stepped down earlier this month was the growing scandal surrounding the use of uranium munitions in the Iraq War. Writing in Preventive Psychiatry e-newsletter number 169, Arthur Bernclough, executive director of Veterans for Constitutional Law in New York, stated, quote, "The real reason for Mr. Principi's departure was really never given. However, a special report published by eminent scientist Loren Moret naming depleted uranium as the definitive cause of the so-called Gulf War syndrome has fed a growing scandal about the continued use of uranium munitions by the U.S. military." Bernclough continued, quote, "This malady from uranium munitions that thousands of our military have suffered and died from has finally been identified as the cause of the sickness, eliminating the guessing. The terrible truth is now being revealed. Of the 580,400 soldiers who served in Gulf War I, 11,000 are now dead. By the year 2000, there were 325,000 on permanent medical disability. This astounding number of disabled vets means that a decade after that war, 56% of those soldiers who served have some form of permanent medical problems. 56%. The disability rate for the wars of the last century, World War I, World War II, Korea, was 5%. Vietnam, 10%. Gulf War I, 56%. Secretary Principi was aware of this fact as far back as 2000. Bernclough writes, he and the Bush administration have been hiding these facts, but now, thanks to this report, it is far too big to hide or to cover up. Terry Jameson, Public Affairs Specialist, Office of the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs, Department of Veterans Affairs, at the VA Central Office, recently reported that Gulf-era veterans now on medical disability since 1991 number 518,739 veterans. The long-term effects have revealed that depleted uranium is a virtual death sentence, stated Bernclough. Marion Falk, a nuclear physical chemist who retired from the Lawrence Livermore Nuclear Weapons Lab and who was also involved with the Manhattan Project, interprets the new and rapid malignancies in the soldiers as spectacular and a matter of concern. These are from soldiers from the war commencing in 2003, Bush Jr.'s war. When asked if the main purpose of using depleted uranium was for destroying things and killing people, Mr. Falk from the Department of Public Affairs Veterans Administration said, quote, "I would say it is the perfect weapon for killing lots of people." Principi could not be reached for comment prior to deadline. Now, if you want more about this, you can get it from Veterans for Constitutional Law. It's in Port Jefferson, New York. Jesus. We are bringing home from Gulf War II an enormous number of veterans who are going to be sick the rest of their lives, who are going to father sick children. We are bringing home women soldiers who are going to be sterile. And we are trying to deal with Gulf War I and the use of depleted uranium by the Clinton administration, not against American soldiers, but against the people of Iraq and the people of Yugoslavia. Now, I'm not sure how to deal with all that. This is a Project Censored Award winner, this whole story. Back to the Iran nuclear thing. Remember when Bush was all exercised earlier this year because Iran wanted to develop nukes? And his pal, Russian President Vladimir Putin, was going to help them? Remember that? So it's okay for Cheney to do business with Iran and wink, wink, nudge, nudge, work on the oil fields. I'm sorry, natural gas. Look the other way. It has nothing to do with nukes. But Bush doesn't want Putin to assist Iran in developing what the Iranians insist is a civilian nuclear power industry. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. I'm all confused. Maybe one of you Bush supporters or a neocon or a Cheney supporter or some of you people that think Bush is doing Jesus' work on planet Earth will call and explain this latest bit of hypocrisy to our vast and curious and erudite audience. Depleted uranium. Now, if you don't know what depleted uranium is, again, just do a Google. And what you're going to find is going to be pretty scary. We've been talking about depleted uranium since the mid-90s, haven't we, Kathy? Since 96, 97, when I first learned about it, when Clinton ordered the bombings of Yugoslavia and then found out that depleted uranium weapons had been used by Bush 1 in the Persian Gulf War. All right, stick around. Quick break here. When we come back, we're going to take phone calls. So I'd like to hear from you. The phone number is 866-303-2270. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. U.S. Army Major General William Webster says the number of insurgency attacks in Iraq is down in the last year and that the percentage of successful attacks has dropped from 25 to 10%. Webster spoke during a Friday news conference and said the types of attacks have changed.
About a year ago when we took over, about 25 to 30% of the attacks were successful, down around 10% now. They're conducting attacks that don't require them, for the most part, to make and plant explosive devices.
Webster says the plan all year has been to partner with the Iraqi security forces so they can gradually take over security concerns. He says as that happens, the number of coalition forces in the country will decrease. Webster heads the 3rd Infantry Division, which is responsible for security in three-quarters of Iraq's capital. An estimated 60 million Americans who have taken to the roads this holiday season have not yet returned home, but a rush awaits them at the end of this holiday weekend. For those traveling just for the New Year's celebrations, the AAA says 2% more are traveling long distances to reach such popular destinations as New York City and Las Vegas. Drenching rains may stifle travel in central and northern California and Oregon and across the Rockies as those Pacific storms move further inland. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says the city is prepared to host nearly a million people in Times Square for the New Year's celebration. He says the NYPD will be out in full force, screening people entering Times Square, checking all bags, and keeping all vehicles away.
Every year we worry a lot, and every year we walk away with a smile on our face, and I think we'll do the same thing this year.
Bloomberg says security will be similar to the way they've handled New Year's Eve in the past. Police will be checking all bags for alcohol and other contraband. President Bush has signed the Patriot Act extension. The measure extends key provisions of the Anti-Terrorism Act until February 3rd. Bush had strongly pushed for a permanent renewal before the provisions expired at the end of the year, but Congress passed a temporary extension to allow more time to consider the protection of civil liberties. The Patriot Act was originally passed after the 9/11 terror attacks. It expanded the authority of the federal government to conduct secret searches, obtain private records, and intercept telephone calls as means of hunting suspected terrorists. A couple of memorials will be held next month to honor former Minnesota Senator Eugene McCarthy. A mass will be held at St. John's University in Minnesota, McCarthy's alma mater. The senator, who took an anti-war stance during the Vietnam era, died earlier this month at the age of 89. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Callers' information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Let's do some phone calls here. All right, you up for that? Phone number here is 866-303-2270. Start with Lowell, who's called in from Tampa, Florida. Lowell, welcome to the program. Hey, Lowell.
Hey, how are you?
Doing fine, sir.
Great. And question, how many bushes does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
None. They don't screw light bulbs, just fellow Americans.
Ah, okay.
But the real reason I called,
yeah,
I was listening to your show yesterday when you were doing Randy.
Uh-huh.
And and the part about you getting emails about people telling you to tone it down a bit and whatever, and you said screw them.
Right.
I wholeheartedly agree with you because, quite frankly, we need stronger voices like yours, like Randy Rhodes, like Al Franken, and get rid of the ones like Alan Colmes, and especially guys in Congress like Lieberman,
mm-hmm.
Who are doing everything to practically make us Democrats and progressives like jokes.
Well, the thing I can't I truly don't understand, Lowell, is how anyone who cares about this country, now by this country I don't mean the rivers, lakes, and streams, although that's in there too, or the mountains, the purple majesties, although that's in there too. But when I talk about this country, I talk about the institutions, the documents upon which we founded the country. Not our actions at the beginning, because our actions were racist and genocidal, but I'm talking about the documents that really laid out this grand experiment that they were going to try a government of, by, and for the people. Now, it took about 200 years for everybody here to be included in that of, by, and for the people. You know, women, people of color, people who were here long before the whites were here, yada, 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 yada. But how anyone in this day, in this Bush administration, who believes in the institutions of this country, who believes in the separation of powers, who believes in liberty, who believes in freedom, who believes in our institutions and our documents, how they are not pissed off is beyond me.
I cannot
sit back, whether I was on this radio program or not, is immaterial. I could not sit back and just say, well, you know, this stuff is beyond me. Well, gee, I don't have any solutions, so I guess I better shut my mouth. Well, I don't know what to do. Well, never mind. I think I'll go to Florida for the weekend and forget it all. I can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that really pisses me off when someone says, we got to tone it down or whatever, is because, honestly, you know, they mean well, but the fact that they say that we got to show the other side that we're this nicer party, that we can listen to everybody and blah blah blah. And if it were any other time period, I would probably agree with that. But we're dealing with thugs and psychopaths and really people who would practically step over you without taking a look back, and would do anything in their power to retain that power, and that includes being mean as hell.
Well, I think the Republicans, I think Bush supporters, I think conservatives have shown just how degenerate and how soulless they really are, and how much they hate this country, and hate everything about this country. So as far as reaching out to the other side, I say screw them. They can reach out to me. That's why I opened the door a crack on the program tonight. If any of these right-wingers or Bush supporters or conservatives or Republicans want to reach out to me by saying, you know, Malloy, I don't necessarily agree with everything you say, but I think you're right in that Bush is destroying the country. You know, I'm open to hear that, but I cannot and will not reach out to people who are willfully ignorant.
Right, and the thing is that we need to get our people more galvanized, and if you have to use a harsher tone to do it, then by God, do it, because quite frankly, we're going into 2006 here. And another election year, and we need to get as many Democrats and progressives in the Senate or whatever as possible.
Well, as long as they're real Democrats.
Yeah, as long as they're real Democrats. I mean, not folk Democrats like Lieberman or what have you, but the thing is, 2008, I mean, I realize we got to go through another 3 years of this insanity, but my God, if I have to go through 4 more years of another Republican like Bush. And honestly, I don't think there's any president, in quotations, that could do as bad a job as Bush. I'm going to be in the straight jacket.
I agree. I hear you. Thanks, Lowell. Thanks for checking in. I hear you. It's got to change, and it's got to change rapidly, or we've lost it. Remember what the founders said. You know, here's a republic. Let's see what you can do with it. And if this Bush crime family is not removed, if this entire Republican Party, as it's presently constituted, they are liars, they are frauds, they will do anything to retain power, they are power-crazed. When I think about people like Tom DeLay, Jesus, God in heaven, this demonic cockroach-eating freak, and he is the singular power in the U.S. House. When I think about vermin like Bill Frist, the Republican Party to me is written off. It's gone. It doesn't exist. And anyone that says reach out to these scum, you've got to be kidding. These are the kind of people you reach off and they just cut your hand off at the elbow. No. Never. If they want to reach out to me, the way most of these Republicans can start out is with an apology. Bush supporters, I'm not talking about this radio program. I'm not talking about some global statement. I'm talking about in my own little tiny, teeny, itsy-bitsy personal life. One of these sons of bitches wants to talk to me, have a decent conversation with me. The first thing, first sentence, hey, Mike, I'm sorry. I think I screwed up in being a Republican here the past 5 years. Man. Jerry is calling from Long Island. Jerry, welcome to the program. Hey, Jerry.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Mike.
Sure.
Yeah, you're 100% right. Yeah, if you reach out to a lot of these right wingers, they're just going to chop your hand off.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And this is no time for Republican light, mild-mannered Democrats. And the thing I wanted to call that is obviously this hot story on the Bush administration spying and eavesdropping illegally and unconstitutionally on innocent Americans. And there's even a tie in, believe it or not, to the Alito nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court. I mean, the tie-in is this. Alito once supported these sort of warrantless Fourth Amendment violating illegal wiretaps when he was an attorney for the Reagan administration in 1984.
Right.
In fact, I heard about this on the news, and I even saw there was an article in my local newspaper this past Sunday entitled Alito's View on Wiretaps. that. And this, other people can probably get this on www.newsday.com. They could probably get it elsewhere with the subtitle, Memo He Wrote in 84 Reveals He Backed Official Who Ordered Warrantless Wiretap of a Group in the 1970s. And this is by Tom Brune, B-R-U-N-E. And it's about how, as a Reagan administration lawyer in 1984, Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito stated that the U.S. Attorney General should be protected from any damage lawsuits for ordering illegal warrantless wiretaps.
Right.
And Ted Kennedy even responded to this. I have a direct quote from Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts. He said, quote, the new Alito memo shows we have a nominee who believes that officials who order warrantless wiretaps of Americans should be immune from legal accountability, end of quote.
Right.
I mean, this is so outrageous. I mean, first of all, we have this, I mean, this idiot in the White House is obviously a man who's drunk with power. And what better example do we have of this than Bush himself authorizing these secret Fourth Amendment violating warrantless, illegal, unconstitutional domestic spying and wiretaps of even innocent law-abiding American citizens by the NSA. And as if all this isn't bad enough, mm-hmm. now we find that Judge Alito has supported this sort of domestic spying.
Right. Well, this is the reason. This is the reason the Bush crime family wanted to jam his nomination, up or down vote. Do it. Before this stuff came out. And this is why this is another weasel who should be borked faster than Bork was borked.
Yeah. And this is just one more of many reasons that I think the Democrats in the U.S. Senate, they have to oppose this nomination with a filibuster if necessary. And what we should all be doing, all us progressives should be calling or emailing or faxing our senators about this nomination, saying this has to be defeated. I mean,
yeah. Well, I'm going to be paying very close attention to. How people vote. Where it concerns Alito's nomination, I'm talking about are Democrats. Hillary
yeah.
Clinton, people like that. And
yeah.
I swear, Jerry, that the people who the Democrats who vote for this bastard's nomination to the Supreme Court are going to be people that I will actively campaign against as long as I can. Jerry, I have
yeah,
to leave
well,
it there.
She can't play both ways, though. She can't vote against the filibuster and then instead...
That's right.
And, you know, and then also against the nomination, saying, well, I voted against the nomination. She has to vote against... She has to vote for a filibuster, in favor of a filibuster.
There you go. There you go. Thanks, Jerry. I got to leave it there. Appreciate your call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
With my back pain, it hurt just to think about swinging a golf club.
Back pain can ruin your golf game. That's why you need capsaicin cream, the brand pharmacists recommend most, because its relief starts strong and gets stronger each time you use it. Relief so effective,
it's like the pain was never there. It's unbelievable.
You've got to feel it for yourself. Capsaicin cream, relief beyond belief.
Now that's a shot.
There are two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker, like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider, like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have Geico motorcycle insurance. Because Geico covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplayer 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplayer 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplayer is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplayer 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplayer 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplayer and hear even a whisper.
Hey, that's a great idea. You could really cash in.
I hope. I've been working on it for years.
Have you got a patent on it?
Not yet. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I need.
Just call Inventec. They can help you protect and market your idea. They've been doing it for inventors for over 10 years. It's easy.
Inventec? That's exactly what I need.
Then call 1-800-319-1818.
Slow down.
That's 1-800-319-1818. And they'll even send you a free inventor's kit and DVD with your confidential submission.
How do you know this?
I called them myself. I have a really good idea of my own, and thanks to Inventec, no one's going to cash in but me. They're going to help me get my invention off the drawing board and into the marketplace.
I really need Inventec. What's that number again?
1-800-319-1818.
One more time?
Call 1-800-319-1818. That's 1-800-319-1818.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's come through a hole in the air from those gnats in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the feels that this ain't exactly real, or it's real but it ain't exactly there.
22 past the hour.
Against disorder from the sirens night and day.
Back to your phone calls. Sherry is calling from Seattle, Washington. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Sherry.
I fear not enough is being said to Americans about the theft by the Republicans of the last two presidential elections. It's becoming more obvious every day, and I wish talk show hosts, all of you, would help to clarify how important it is for Americans to push paper ballots used in Canada with no problems, or turn people on to BevHarris.com and ask people to read or learn about the truth of what's been going on the last 4 years and insist on fair and honest legal voting methods before this next November election. And I think if people knew, they might fight for it. And I don't think people are really aware of what's been going on. And there's a book by Mark Crispin Miller, Fooled Again, that they could read. And it's important to me.
Sherry, just for your information, Mark is going to be on the program tomorrow.
Great.
I've had him on before. Now, tomorrow I'll be substituting for Randy, which is 3 until 7 Eastern time. He's going to be on during the second hour of the program to discuss that book, Fooled Again, How the Right Stole the Election and Why.
Oh, thank you. 3 to 7 tomorrow, Eastern.
Eastern time, right. So.
Oh, thank you. I'll check in with it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sherry. Appreciate it. I have to say, I'm not so sure anymore about BevHarris.com. Good, bad, indifferent, whatever. I don't want to advocate any particular website like that, but there's VerifiedVoting.com as well, and there are a lot of sites out there, so check them out. But you know, Sherry's right. If the Diebold or the touchscreen voting system continues, which was put in place by these corrupt, filthy, vicious Republicans, so-called conservatives, who are nothing more than fascists, and afraid of free elections because they know their asses would be tossed out on the street quicker than you could say fraud. Unless those machines are replaced, there's a good chance that representative government in this country, as perceived over the past 200 years, is over. So, yeah. And don't forget, tomorrow, Mark Crispin Miller, 5:30 Eastern Time, he'll be on Randy Rhodes' program, hosted by moi. Claire is calling from Atlanta. Claire, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I had caught a part of a program on C-SPAN today, and this ties in with that other caller. Barbara Boxer was on a panel of two with John Dean, Dean of the Nixon administration.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And anyway, she said that she and John Kerry and Hillary Clinton and one other senator, can't remember his or her name, have legislation about electronic voting having to have a paper trail.
Mm-hmm.
But the downside is that so far the Republicans have not allowed it to get either out of committee or onto the floor or whatever the next step was. But
now, why do you suppose that is? And I want Republicans who are listening to this program, conservatives, the lurkers, why do you suppose, and I'll ask you, what your take is on it. Where did our caller go? Did we lose her? We did, didn't we? All right. Well, if you can call back in, Claire, we'll put you right back on the air. But I would ask any conservative, any Republican, why do you suppose the Republicans in Congress are doing everything they possibly can to deny a paper trail in voting? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they are lying sons of bitches, and they're cheaters, and they're sneaks, and they're thieves, and they know that in a fair election, they lose. That's why.
George W. and Cheney couldn't win without a sliding trail. To Washington they had to run. States' rights weren't that much fun. Don't you hate that crap? They just keep lying all the time. They just keep lying all the time.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Uniting the mind, body, and spirit to promote peace, compassion, and respect for human dignity. That's the goal of Sit for Change, an international event promoting the practice of meditation as a force for social change. Go to sitforchange.org to learn how to support our partners like Amnesty International and Save the Children, charities focused on human rights, family, the environment, and the benefits of meditation. Join the Sit for Change Meditation Marathon, culminating on New Year's Eve Day. Change your mind, change the world. Visit sitforchange.org today.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right, but now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter could cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-337-1627 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-337-1627. 1-800-337-1627.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
You're listening to Resist.
Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
26 before the hour. All right, we got Claire back. Claire, I don't know what happened, but welcome back to the program. Claire in Atlanta.
I didn't want you to think I rudely hung up on you.
No,
the other thing, okay, and thank you for letting me call back. But the other thing is John Dean, who was with Barbara Boxer speaking, and they were taking questions from people.
Right.
But anyway, he made this statement. He said that George Bush is the first president to to an impeachable, you know, when he admitted to the wiretapping.
Right.
He said he was going to still do it.
Right.
And then he also said, and this might be of interest, that he's writing a book, and it will, I guess, be out soon, because he said the first manuscript had to be in a month. And anyway, the title of it is going to be Conservatives Without Conscience.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be about what all is going on now.
Well, that would certainly be one that I would consider buying and reading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one other little just observation and everything is I don't know what to think either, or what it's going to take to get people to really wake up in this country. And I I am absolutely in a dilemma over it, because, and I'm angry about it too, because I just can't excuse people anymore for not paying attention.
No more.
And no more will I keep quiet among my Republican friends who are clueless, really, about so much of this, about what's going on.
Well,
I'm like you. I cannot remain silent anymore, even, like you said, even if you didn't have a radio program.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with you. Claire, thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
All right, take care. We'll hear from you again, I'm sure. Terrence is calling from Miami, Florida. Terrence, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, love your program.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail right on the head at the top of the show, where you talked about Republicans just looking at this like a football game and just mindless cheerleading, no matter what the...
Yeah, it's insane. It shows irresponsibility to a degree that I've never seen. With Democrats or Republicans ever in the past, it's like it's a damn sporting event instead of the very survival of the country. They just infuriate me.
No, and I agree completely. I mean, and with regard to the war, I mean, with 2,000 U.S. Men and women dead, and you know, hundreds of thousands of Iraqis dead. You know, just like Claire, I don't know. Besides programs like yours, what it's going to take the country to wake up. I mean, Claire mentioned the legislation that the Democratic senators like Kerry and Boxer were promoting, but really the time for Kerry to have wanting to promote initiatives such as paper ballots would have been the day after the election, going to Ohio and standing with those thousands of people who stood in line like hours upon hours waiting to vote, and all the trickery that went on in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really the only time. I mean, that's the only time you're going to get the mainstream media, if you will, to listen. Because the way it is now, as long as people are just getting all their news from CNN and Fox, and to me they're interchangeable, you know, they're just going to walk around brain dead.
That's true.
And follow this administration wherever it goes.
That's very true. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it, Terrence. Take care.
You have a happy New Year.
All right, you too. You know, people who don't understand, and not that you have to, but if you don't understand my anger at Al Gore and John Kerry, it's because in both instances of their being defeated, quote, by this thuggish group of neo-Nazis, in both instances, both candidates, both Democratic candidates, backed down, backed off, walked off stage, and left this mess for the American people to deal with. If Al Gore and John Kerry had a hope or a design or a plan to become president of the United States, if they were truly prepared to step into that role as President of the United States, Commander-in-Chief, everything that goes with being president. And I don't think anybody in the history of this republic was ever more well-trained to be the President of the United States than Al Gore. Now, I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying, you know, Al Gore was the sine qua non where it concerns a representative government and thwarting corporate America and this kind of, I'm not saying that at all. I'm talking strictly about the fact that these are two men who told the American public they wanted to be president. They spent tens of millions of dollars in the campaigns, in the preliminaries, the primaries, in the campaign. They gave speeches. They whipped up people like you and me, not necessarily because we are great supporters of Kerry or Gore, but because we realized what the alternative was. And by God, the alternative has come to pass. So, given all that, I cannot believe that Al Gore and John Kerry were ignorant men, given the fact that they told the American public not only that they each in their turn wanted to be president, but the reasons why, that if they didn't become president, the country was going to go down the toilet. And then when it became clear to common folk like me and you that these Republican thugs had stolen the election, had committed fraud, had lied, cheated, destroyed our system of self-government, did as much damage to this republic as Hitler did to the German form of democratic government in the 30s. Given all that, John Kerry and Al Gore walked off stage and left us to deal with it. The next time I vote for a Democrat for president, it's going to be a Democrat who I know will fight, because the stakes are so great now, in part thanks to Al Gore and John Kerry. Do you understand that, you hardcore Democrats, or those of you who say you're Democrats and you'll support anybody with a D behind their name? Do you understand the damage these two men led us into by not fighting when the stakes were so enormously high? And they knew it, because if I knew it and you knew it, they knew it. Because they're much more politically astute and politically aware than you and I are. And that's the reason that I have so completely lost it where it concerns Democrats. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, let me go blow my brains out. And both of these Democratic candidates, Al Gore first, you cowardly bastard, walks off stage and leaves us with Bush! And then John Kerry steps aside while Ohio is stolen and the presidency is stolen a second time. Now, I don't care what the reasons were. I don't care if they had pictures of Al Gore and John Kerry naked with 10-year-old little boys. When you declare that you're going to run for president, and you whip up the American public, and you win a majority, and then you step back and let the bastard steal it from you, get out of my face. Don't ever come back and ask me for your vote. For my vote. Ever. And if the Democratic Party insists that Al Gore and John Kerry are the best they could have come up with, then to hell with the Democratic Party. To hell with it. We needed people who would fight, because the survival of this republic was at stake. And Al Gore knew that, and John Kerry knew it. And look where we are now. Look where we are! Now, who do we blame? There's enough blame to go around to everybody. You can blame yourself. I can blame myself. But you didn't stand to be president of the United States. Neither did I. You didn't get out there and promise the American public A, B, C, and D. Neither did I. And you voted for these people, and so did I. That's how bad it's gotten. Anybody, any Democrat, I don't care who it is, who wants my vote or wants me to support them, not as a radio talk show host, but as an American who has a vote, who has a few bucks that I might contribute. You want me to contribute? You want me to support a Democrat? By God, you're going to show me something that John Kerry and Al Gore didn't possess. And that's backbone.
Makes me want to cry to think that the cherry sat in someone goodbye. Judge wears his fate like a money belt, but I'll pray to Mad Time instead. Please come back, Tom, and save us from King George again and his friends. I'm praying to make George successful.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Our plan is working. We're going to make elections.
It's about 10 before the hour. Katrina is calling from Brooklyn, New York. Katrina, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good evening, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Well, you do? Well, see, I'm not mad at Kerry or Gore.
Okay.
As a black American, I'm mad at white America. Now, I've been the most patient patriot. I fought in every war. And my question to black America is, why would you fight for a country where 20 senators voted to condone, mention your black ass, and will not count your vote? Now, to white America, why does white America allow radical racist, regressive Republicans, the neocons, you know, those magician-worshipping Baal Shem Tovers, the Bush-stealing crack daddy, the Asian whore-hooking, what's his name, Neil Bush, who swindled the savings and loan, the voter cage in Jeb, and the white phosphorus using torture-happy, eye-spying, murdering, propagandist, evangelical president. Why do they allow him to raise the treasury over and over again? Katrina,
you got way too many adjectives in
there. Yeah, but that's how
I know, but what's happening is everybody's getting caught in your adjectives, and they're losing or not even getting what you're trying to say. Come back on the adjectives and cut to the chase, dear heart.
White America, stand up. This is our country. We're here together.
I hear
you. Fight for it together. Count the votes.
Absolutely.
That's the point.
Absolutely.
So now's the time. What are we going to do? 2006 is here. You let the same family over and over and over again swindle and rape the treasury. What are we going to do?
Good chance, Katrina, that we're not going to do anything, because America is a country full of fools.
Or maybe it's the 400 years of white privilege.
Well, there's an awful lot of white people who are seeing the door slam on them, too. I'm not here to defend white folk, because as far as I'm concerned, white people are responsible for an awful lot of the hell that exists on this problem. But let me tell you something. Here in America, it's not just black folk or any people of color who are suffering while all the white people are doing fine. I can tell you, metaphorically speaking, I can tell you of hundreds of thousands of white people who are unemployed now, who have had whatever little dribs and drabs they set back for retirement gone or take care of. I can tell you, metaphorically speaking, of hundreds of thousands of white folk who don't have tens of thousands who don't have insurance. Who worry about how their babies are ever going to get any kind of medical care. So it's not just black folk, Katrina. It's more like a class thing. It's more like a class thing, okay? It stopped being a race thing, and it's more like a class thing. Them that has gets. Them that don't has is screwed. You understand what I'm saying? Hello?
I'm listening to you. I'm saying now you feel it.
Okay.
We're in this together.
All right.
So let's stand up together and impeach him.
Absolutely. I'm with you 1,000%. But standing up together is the same as sitting down together. There's an awful lot of folks who are in the stew who happen to have white skin.
Well, I haven't sat down for years.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
All right, Mike, I love you. Keep sending this message out.
I love
you
too,
Katrina. Let's do something for 2006. Impeachment.
All right, I'm with you. I'm on your team. I'm behind you. Thanks, Katrina. Thanks for checking in. Myron is calling from Augusta, Georgia. Myron, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Myron.
How's it going, man?
It's going.
Yeah, I see. It's a lot going on, isn't it?
Yeah, I haven't heard from you for a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while, man.
It has.
Yeah, I thought I'd take a break for a minute.
Well, you did. It was a long minute.
Mike.
Yes.
It amazes me the blind, deceived condition that many of our fellow Americans are in today, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mike, let's deal with this wiretapping for a minute.
Okay.
I thought, Mike, that people are innocent until proven guilty.
Nuh-uh. Not in Bush's America. Are you are you serious?
Wow. Mike, what people must realize is that what we're seeing now in America and parts of the world is an open world dictatorship being manifested right before our very eyes. Why people cannot wake up and see what these Luciferians are doing in that White House, my friend.
That's right.
You know?
I do.
These people are demonically inspired. These people are killers, straight up thugs.
That's right.
Straight from the pits of hell, my friend.
Absolutely.
I just hope that the American people, especially the Republicans, can wake up and see what these people are all about.
Mm-hmm.
They do not care for this country. They do not care for the citizens of this country. And they definitely don't care about the innocent victims that they murdered and tortured over there in Iraq. Now, Mike, I want to ask you something about this depleted uranium. How many soldiers, how many innocent families of Iraq was exposed to this substance?
Hundreds of thousands. As far as Iraq is concerned, millions of people. They, you know, back in the 90s, all of a sudden, the Iraqi pediatricians and doctors started reporting babies being born to Iraqi women without heads. Think about that for a second, Myron. A baby born without a head. And what they were discovering is that the radiation poisoning was destroying an entire generation of the Iraqis. Now, as far as Americans are concerned, you heard what I said earlier. 56% of the veterans from Iraq War I are suffering disabilities. Vietnam was 10%. World War II was 5%.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a world of hurt, Myron. We are. Myron, I have to leave it there, buddy. Thanks.
Okay, Mike.
I appreciate you checking in.
Yeah, man. Bye-bye.
Stay with us. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Republican Congressman Walter B. Jones is a conservative Christian. He represents a district with a huge Marine base. 2 years ago, he led the congressional charge to change the name of French fries to Freedom Fries. But here's the surprise. Today, he's strongly against the Iraq War and the cover boy of Mother Jones' new issue. Jones didn't become anti-war in spite of his politics, his faith, or his constituents. He became anti-war because of them. He anguished with his pastor over soldiers' deaths. He finally decided, after one too many funerals, that he could no longer support the war. Jones is part of a movement of principled people across the political spectrum. Veterans, people of faith, staunch patriots are questioning the war's huge costs. It's too late to have the debate that should have prevented war. It's time we had the debate that can stop it.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a home? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant.